served my king for 20 years and three. Then started out one summer day, strange places for to see. Oh, now they tell me 'twas a dream of Alfred Roe. Too well I know it was no dream, still makes my heart grow cold. I lighted down to bait my steed upon a mountain high. Below me lay a valley dark, 'tis the devil's grave, thinks I. A low wind moaned amidst the trees, the sun was sinking low. As I break bread and drank my wine, something warned me I should go. I heeded not this curious dread with traveling since sunrise. I was a-weary and lay down, and sleep came to my eyes. I woke up with an awful scream still ringing in my ears. I leaped afoot and saw a beast which filled my soul with fears. The yellow moon now spread its beams o'er hill and fen and dell, and in the light I saw a cat straight from the maw of hell. A monster cat as black as pitch, it stood high as my knee. Unearthly screams came from its throat, green eyes that glared at me. Green eyes, ah yes, so red methinks, as fresh blood newly shed, or glowing yellow amber fire, as through the night it sped. I saw the sleek and shining beast, wide mouth, great teeth like pearl. A something on its back was lashed, and I saw it was a girl. Her shining hair fell round her in living, gleaming sheen. A face, a form more beautiful no mortal man has seen. Her eyes were wide and dark with fear, her sweet face wan and white. Two arms held out to me for aid, to stay that awful flight. I drew my sword and pistol, no thought had I of fear. A fighter and a man of war, king's guard for many a year. My sword I wielded quick and strong, my pistol sounded shrill. One last quick thrust at snarling beast, then it leaped down the hill. Down into the valley dark, the black cat carried its prey. And after it I ran full speed, but a something barred my way. In the moonlight which shone so bright and fair, full in the pathway as I ran, lay a lock of shining hair. And well I knew my good broadsword had shorn it from the head of that fair girl whose moans grew faint as through the night she sped. And safe above my heart I placed the lock of shining hair. And down into that awful pit of blackness I did fare. The jagged rocks and thorny bush beset on every hand, until I fell down with a crash on a rocky shelf did land. How long I lay I do not know, but I awoke in pain. And then I heard the awful screams of the black cat once again. My sword and shield no more I held, but my pistol I did fill. A silver bullet rightly won, magic and wont to kill. My pistol crashed as the black cat passed. It screamed as if to die, and I mistrod the sloping stone. This is my end, thinks I. Down I went as fall the stars to the earth, and there I lay. 'Twas pain and sickness in my frame roused me at break o' day. The taste of blood was in my mouth, and blood was on my hand. I hoisted me up on trembling knees, forsooth I scarce could stand. A staggering I looked upon a sight which stilled my groans. Around about on every hand lay scattered human bones. I stared around by horror struck. I looked now here, now there. I saw but mouldering human bones, torn rags and tangled hair. Of every color under glot, black, yellow, brown, and gray. And from a baby's goldy curls, I turned myself away. Thinks I, some devil monster doth tote them here to die. Yet nothing lived or stirred that hell, no dens, no caves, so I fell upon my face and prayed. To God aloud I cried. I seemed to see black cat and girl with lashes round them tied. Ah, well I wot 'twas human hands that placed the fair maid there. I oped my eyes, fresh blood did see, and strands of shining hair. Oh God, the awful hour I spent betwixt those charnel stones. No breath of life, no living thing found midst the clean picked bones. Nigh to the pressure-let blood I found a golden ring so fine. One slender lock of shining hair within it I did twine. I laid it with the other above my aching heart. Then from that sin-cursed pit of hell with pleading prayers did start. How long I battled against the stone, methinks I cannot tell. With bleeding hands and fainting strength, I climbed till black night fell. Sometimes I slept, anon I waked, fear tortured my sick soul. No black cat scream, no sound I heard from out that hellish hole. With morning light I found my sword, 'twas nigh unto the place where the magic bullet sped straight at the black cat's face. And soon I saw a pool of blood all clawed and torn the ground, where some great beast had struggled, yet no trace of it I found. So near to death, so weary, I scarce knew how or when, I stood upon the mountain high and lay me down again. Beside the stream was bread and wine left there by my own hand. 'Twas only by the grace of God kept safe in that wild land. Gone was my steed, I wandered, my feet all bruised and torn. Nigh dead at last I chanced to hear our good king's hunting horn. And when I my story told, they laughed with great delight, said it was but a vision caused by sleeping in moonlight. Ah yes, old tales oft are told, how moonlight on the face of sleeping folk bring woeful dreams, and good with ill replace. They tell me now 'twas all a dream, black cat and maiden fair. Yet I carry a ring near to my heart, and the lock of shine.